morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Therapist Tip Thursday. I am so excited to come and bring you your last Therapist Tip Thursday tip on today as we wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month. I hope that you got something out of these various tips that we share throughout this month, and I hope that you are looking to invest into your mental health. So today's Thursday tip for today is that we need to have the difficult conversations. Yep, those difficult conversations with our kids. And so I know I've been reading a lot of how can you have these conversations with your kids, especially after what happened on Tuesday. How do we have these difficult conversations about race and about what to do with an active shooter and why people die and why people do this and just all kinds of life-changing events that we feel like our kids are too young to hear about, or maybe we are too afraid to have because we want to create trauma. We don't want to create ideas in their heads. We don't want to create a mindset that we are introducing them to something they may or may not be ready for. So I really want to give you some tips. Y'all ready? I hope you got your pen and paper, so let's go. Tip number one, stop limiting your child based upon age. What I've recognized and what we all have recognized in the counseling field is age does not equate to understanding and ability to understand, right? It doesn't equip. There's not a certain age to talk about death. There's not a certain age to talk about life transitions, not a certain age to talk about divorce. You need to be as free enough to talk about these life-changing events with your kids so that when it's time for them to talk about something serious, they don't feel hesitant. They don't feel like they are not in a safe space. They don't feel like they don't have the words or the vocabulary or don't know if you'll be open to even hearing them talk about those things. So yeah, so tip number one, Don't allow that age to limit you from having the conversation. Again, don't allow their age to limit you from having the conversation with them. I'm gonna get it together. So don't allow their age to limit your ability to have those difficult conversations with them. Okay. Secondly, make sure that you allow them the space to express emotions, feelings, and questions. So after you have the difficult conversation, allow them that silent moment. You don't have to feel that silent moment, right? Ask them the question. So do you have any questions? And allow there to be some silence, because listen, they're processing. Silence doesn't mean they didn't get it. Silence doesn't mean that you fail. Silence means that they're processing. Silence allows them to soak it in, allows them the ability to understand what you just explained. So don't allow silence to scare you. Don't allow it to be a space or a place where you feel like you need to fill in something. You're doing good. Give them that space for silence. Silence is just as valuable and productive as you giving them the words, okay? So value silence. Allow them to process, soak it in, okay? Number three, allow them to ask questions to you, even if it's off topic. Here's the thing, when we have difficult conversations, a lot of times we'll figure out some more conversations will come about and they'll be off topic from what you were all discussing, but it allows you to get to know your kids a little bit better. It allows them to expand their vocabulary and their emotional vocabulary as well. So not just their word vocabulary, but their emotion and feeling vocabulary as well, in action and in words. So allow them to talk. Give them that space to talk. So safe space is a great thing. That's something that you need to just emphasize when you go into these conversations, is having safe space. Create a plan of action, a plan of accountability. That's the next thing you need to do. Talk about a plan of accountability, a plan of action. What does that look like? So with active shooting, because some of us don't have the privilege to not allow our kids to go back to school and homeschool them, or put them in a private school with a smaller setting. Like, we don't all have that advantage. So what do we do when we don't have that advantage? How can we continue to be or have a feeling of safety when it comes to our kids and sending them off to school? Having the plan of action. So the school has their plan, but what's your plan? How are they supposed to respond when this happens? Do you all have drills? Have the drills. Pretend like they're at school. Allow them to have drills while they are at school, right? So pretend at home that they're at school and there's an active shooter drill, or there's an active shooter, and have that same drill at home so you all can discuss their feelings and emotions and the thoughts that come with that, okay? So do your drills. Create levels of accountability. Create a plan. Most students have cell phones. How do you want them to text? Maybe you don't want them to text, hey, I'm in trouble. Maybe you all come up with a secret code or language that you all can use in that time, so that if the person sees it, they don't think that they're telling on them, right? They may, the language may be, oh, mom, can you fix me a peanut butter sandwich when I get home? And so that may be the code to let you know that something is going on, okay? And lastly, but not least, come back to the conversation. Do check-ins. Always do check-ins. Give it a couple of days and then come back. Hey, how you feeling? What's going on? What are you seeing on social media? What are you seeing that's bothering you? Is there anything that is giving you anxiety? Check into those emotions. Do you feel depressed? Do you feel unassured? Is there an area where you feel like you feel unsafe? Check in with your kids. Hey, those are my therapist tips for today. But Thursday, I'm so excited as we wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month that we are continuing to break the stigma, not just in May, but all year around. We are breaking the stigma of mental health, and we continue to do that here at Jesus Plus Therapists. Listen, if you haven't, go ahead and follow us on all social media platforms and our podcast platforms. And I just want to put it out there, we will not have an episode this Sunday. I know. Listen, we need to take care of our mental health. It's so much going on, especially my co-host has kids. I'm a therapist. So we're definitely processing everything that's going on and that has happened in the last 2 months. So yeah, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with some great content. So go ahead, like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapists on all social media and podcast platforms, and make sure you share this video with multiple people as we continue to break the stigma of mental health in our communities, in our lives, and in our nation. Have a good one.